Literasi beragama dan budaya sangat kita butuhkan untuk mewujudkan rasa persaudaraan umat secara universal. Tetapi terkadang kita kurang memahami tentang keyakinan ajaran agama kita dan juga orang lain. Sehingga timbul sebuah konflik karena hal sepele. Salah satunya adalah kadang kita nggak bisa membedakan apakah hal itu termasuk dalam keyakinan ataukah termasuk toleransi antar umat beragama secara sosial. Contohnya adalah perselisihan tentang ucapan selamat hari raya dari umat Islam kepada umat non-Islam dan juga ucapan selamat dari umat non-Islam kepada umat Islam. Menurut Pak Kris, kira-kira usaha sadar apakah yang bisa kita lakukan di tingkatan akar rumput untuk menghindari dan meminimalisir sehingga tidak terjadi timbulnya konflik. Terima kasih.
That's a very good question. And it's tricky because what I heard you say was there's a syncretism sometimes between culture and faith. And then it gets worse because there can be a syncretism between culture, faith, and politics. And so we have to be very careful about where one stops and one starts or when they're blended. And I remember I took some people to Syria one time, and there was an American Christian with us, and he met some Muslim men and women. And at the time, there was a famous case in Pakistan where some men had thrown some acid in a woman's face. And the man from America said, "Why do you do this to each other?" So what he had just done was he had stereotyped all of Islam. And it was great what the women said. They said, "Well, why don't you go to Pakistan and ask them?" I tell that story because it's about that local context. And if you are in relationship with the local context, then you're in a position to set an example and to model the behavior. Do I think people should be able to say Merry Christmas in America? Absolutely. Most of us are Christian. Do I think it's okay for Christians to show respect to Muslims and say Assalamu Alaikum? Absolutely. But it's hard to find people who feel that respect on both sides. Because what happens many times when there is this syncretism between culture and faith and politics, politics becomes the god. Whenever you mix religion and politics, you get politics. And so it's our responsibility as people of faith to be above politics and to set a different example. And to say it's okay. And it starts with our individual conversations with our children. I have 5 children who are growing up in the age of TikTok, between the ages of 7 and 14. They see stuff on TikTok that I never saw. Bad behavior, bad movies. I can take TikTok away or I can teach them how to think. I need to teach them how to think. And then how to stand up for against what is wrong when their friends show them something bad about another group. So it gets back to that personal competency of teaching people how to think, but then you have to have the courage to model it. And that can be hard sometimes because we get tired. So I encourage you to model it, as I know you do. I can see from your face that you take your faith seriously and that you want to live it out and encourage others. So thank you for who you are, Farrah.